The Ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. Where does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. Happy Wednesday. Unless you're being featured in trifecta. Because that means you have passed away. And this is where we remember you and debate you and your legacy to see if you rate for a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Now, there are six members of this voting crew on the hard line, and there is a seventh joining us right now from parts unknown. He is our tie-breaking justice, our man of great wisdom, Donovan Lewis.
Hardline.
Donnie.
Da-don. So, do we have an update where we are in this trifecta, Lando?
Currently working on room 508, occupied by Lonnie Anderson.
Ooh, hubba.
Mm.
All right, so Donovan, in a very rare turn of events, you get to host Trifecta to present your case to Rick Goslin, your way to Drew Pearson.
Yeah, I can't stand up and just say the name and sit down on this one. I will admit that this one is going to be difficult because if you're not familiar with, I don't know anything about the show, what's happening, you're going to not have any idea of who the heck I'm talking about. But Danielle Spencer, who played D on What's Happening, the little sister. And if you grew up with a little sister, you know how mean and crabby little sisters can be. She was really famous for that role and really famous as saying she really didn't do anything else other than What's Happening and What's Happening Now. What's Happening was on for three seasons. It was originally just a summer replacement show that did well in the ratings, so they picked it up. And it was only on for 3 years because Rerun and Raj, who played the two main characters, they wanted more money. ABC didn't want to pay them. The mom had already left the show because of a dispute about how the direction of the characters were going. And she left, and it just kind of fell apart. It came back from 85 to 1988, and she wasn't even a full-time character on What's Happening Now. But I do have...
Well, wait a minute. Before you get there, yeah. I want to ask these fellas, because this was in my wheelhouse, and I don't know if I was, I don't think I was watching it live, but I definitely saw every single episode in whatever form of syndication they had.
Right.
Because
Rerun was the show. Raj was a wet blanket.
I'm going to say I was far more fluent in What's Happening Now versus What's Happening.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that was more in my heyday of, I'm really bored, let's watch a show. What were the years of What's Happening Now, do we think?
1985 to 1988.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And for those wondering, this is a Norman Lear production. This is Norman Lear, who did All in the Family, and every meaningful 70s sitcom show was done by the great Norman Lear.
Jeffersons.
Everything, dude. And
Laverne and Shirley.
He was it. And I felt like everybody that I knew growing up watched this show and knew everything about these characters. And yeah, Rerun was kind of the clown prince of the show, but I really enjoyed everybody in the show, except I don't know where it was based. Where was it supposed to be?
It's California. I'm pretty sure it was L.A.
Let's see. Yes. Okay, here it is. Follows the lives. Three working class African American teens living in the neighborhood of Watts in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All right.
So 65 episodes. D was in 63 of the episodes, I do believe. She did have a serious car accident at season two that killed her stepfather and seriously injured her, but she did come back. Anyway, she was just the annoying little sister. Her catchphrase was, ooh, I'ma tell mama every time Raj did something bad.
Why did everyone have a catchphrase back
catchphrase,
then?
Catchphrase, right.
It tested well.
Seriously.
Dynamite. It had to have a catchphrase.
Yeah, what you talking about?
Just pulled this one clip from an episode where Roger was walking into the house and he wanted to ask where her mama was, but she was on the telephone. So this scene is going to start with her on the phone and hilarity ensues.
Just cut three, Donnie.
Number three, Lando, I'm sorry.
Yes, she had the old meth, too. Now, I don't know what the old meth was, but if new meth is better, then it must have really been the pits.
Is mama home? ahead, Robin.
What is the matter with you coming in this house, young? Is Mama home? Can't you see I'm on the telephone? Listen, when you walk into a house and you see a person on the telephone, you don't come in shouting, is Mama home? You wait until a person is finished talking to you on the telephone, and then you say very nicely, is Mama home? Robin, my brother just came in. I have to teach him the new manners.
God, the over laughter.
Now, what was your question?
Is Mama home?
No.
So she was
loving it.
Dude.
We're having fun.
She was only 11. She was 11 years old when that was going on. I mean, she was a baby.
Yep. Yep. After the show, family moved to Africa. She came back. She just studied. She became a veterinarian and just got out of the show business.
On the show, they moved to Africa, or she in real life?
No, in real life. Okay. Her family moved to Africa.
Like, she came
back. What a plot twist.
That would be tough for the writers.
Just a room full of white writers. What should we do next? They should move to Africa. All right, yeah.
High five. Great idea.
Golly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure somebody had that suggestion, but they were like, they just balled it up. Like, no way. We can't pull that off. But anyway, died of breast cancer. She had been sick
Dave.
For a while.
She
didn't do anything.
Away. Yeah, you did. You're trying to move her to Africa and she had cancer.
Danielle Spencer, D from What's Happening. I know it's a tough ask if you know nothing about what's happening, but there you go. That's the case.
Michael Dixon.
Yeah, you guys seem fired up about her, so yes.
I'm going to say no.
Ham. Look, again, I saw every episode that she was in, every episode of this show.
Okay.
But it's just such a small sample. And why didn't she go on to do anything else? Was she just so busy in Africa they couldn't do another sitcom?
Geez,
goodness.
What in the world?
No, what's happening?
What's happening in Africa?
Winner, 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 winner. It's not Rerun running out the truck. It's Rerun running.
What's happening in Zaire?
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're just going to.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Bob?
And I love D.
Raj is absolutely.
Mark that, please.
Raj and Rerun are in, right?
There are so many. Well, and Shirley Hemphill hopefully was put in by the Hardline back then.
There are so
many that are in.
Whoa.
I swear.
Weenie, 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 weenie,
weenie. What's happening, Chad?
To prove I'm not trying to send her anywhere, I'm going to put her in.
That was the working other.
Everything else was funny.
Boy, you want to talk about a bingo card just full.
Should that be dumped?
It's the name of a country.
But why'd you pick?
I got it.
Chad.
Good. Thank you.
Come on.
No.
Look at a map.
Come
you
on.
Drew.
Seriously.
Draw the line.
Okay, then I'll vote her in.
You're telling us to look at a map?
Yes, I'm telling you to look at a map.
Out of spite, just because your dumb line was dumb.
I'll give you $100 if you could identify that country on a map.
I'm pretty sure that's the first one he went to. As a kid.
So Donovan is the deciding vote, or no?
I think so. If Dave put her in.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I'm putting her in. If I'm the deciding
that's what
vote,
I'm talking about. That's why you're here.
Dave's overcompensating. Put her in.
He's probably over there sweating, pitting out right now.
He is, no doubt.
What? I put her in. Should I say it? Should I not say it? Yeah. Should I say it?
Okay, so a 70s sitcom star joins a 70s sitcom star.
Yeah, they have so much to talk about.
And Lonnie Anderson, her flame burned out pretty quickly, too, even though she was hot and stuff. I mean, they're kind of perfect for each other.
They have so much in common.
They do.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Donnie. Well done indeed.
Look at that, Donnie. Success.
Hey, I admitted that that was going to be a tough sale. I
even you're shocked.
I
was expecting that to go by the wayside. But congratulations, D.
She left her mark. She left her mark indeed. All right, Donnie, thank you very much. We'll do it again next week at this very time.
I may have to boycott next week because
I think
baby.
You should.
I'm not quite
sure. With a sign out front of the station, too.
Right.
Not
right.
that sign, though.
I am just well versed in world geography.
Sandwich board?
Right.
Well, yeah, how about that's the payoff for Davey as a sandwich board outside the Super Bowl?
What's happening?
See if that works.
Yeah.
Should have did that in New Orleans. See how that played out.
God, don't even. You're making me uncomfortable.